I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, September 24th, 2018. It has been our tradition for many, many years. I'd like to invite everyone here tonight to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the executive session minutes of August 27th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion by Councilmember Boyes to approve the executive session minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I think you'll make it in. The motion passes 3-0. We have two council members absent. Council members Farrell and Brink. We do have a vote. Next is, I'd like to read the statement for closure of the executive session of August 27th. There were three reasons under the Maryland Open Meetings Act to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom this body has jurisdiction or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals. The second reason was to discuss public security. If the public body determines that public discussion will constitute a risk to the public or to public security, including the deployment of fire and police services and staff, and the deployment and implementation of emergency plans. And the third reason, maybe the cardinal correction, the third reason was for before a contract is awarded or bids are open to discuss a matter directly related to a negotiating strategy or the contents of a bid or proposal, if public discussion or disclosure would adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in the competitive bidding or proposal process. Okay, so now we're up to item 1C, which is the approval of the regular session minutes of August 27th.
Motion to approve, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the regular session minutes by Councilman Goyes. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The vote is also 3-0. All right, our point of business tonight would be fairly straightforward, but it's certainly a pleasure and one I'm very happy to do. This is, we're going to swear in two more members of our boards and commissions who've been recently appointed, and they are Robert Palladino with the Board of Zoning Appeals, and Preston Whaley has been appointed to the Board of Supervisors of Elections for the town. So if you gentlemen will come right up here. What we'll do is you just kind of just stand there. It might be good for the folks to see you. And I'll stand over here so I'll be out of the way.
Yeah, we're very formal, right?
And what I'm going to do, after I say I, this is the oath of office, then you just say your name and then just repeat after I say a few words. So go. Okay. I,
Preston Whaley Sr.,
Robert Palladino,
do swear and affirm,
do swear and affirm,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance, to the state of Maryland,
to the state of Maryland,
and support the Constitution and laws thereof,
and that I will, and that I will,
to the best of my skill and judgment,
to the best of my skill and judgment,
diligently and faithfully,
Diligently and faithfully.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Without partiality or prejudice.
Serve as a member of the town of Berlin.
Serve as a member of the town of Berlin.
Board of Election Supervisors. And the Board of Appeals.
Board of Appeals.
According to the Constitution and laws of this state.
According to the Constitution and laws of the state.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, and we're very pleased that both of you are our newest members of the boards and commissions, and I hope you find it very rewarding.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate the judgment and the experience.
Three
pounds. Runs out of eight, we're in good shape.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Next on the agenda will be departmental reports, and we'll be starting with Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening, everybody. We have completed audit. PPS and company have completed our audit, and we will be expecting a rough draft in November and finalized audited financial statements sometimes in December. As a normal procedure, they would attend one of our meetings. I believe it's the first week of December with the presentation.
The first meeting of December.
Yeah, yep. First meeting.
Especially where the second meeting is, I think, on Christmas Eve,
yeah,
so it's not Christmas likely to have just so.
It's already been canceled.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows. I don't think we want to compete with that important holiday for everyone. But good. So that's great. And apparently, I think you said that this was.
That was the shortest in the history. They finished everything pretty much in 3.5 approximately days. Normally, it takes a week and a half, but.
Good.
They said everything went well and everything was good.
Good, well, everything must have added up pretty well. Good. Yep. Thank you. Is that it?
Yep.
Thank you.
If you brought it to our attention, this is the right time to go ahead and make a motion to cancel our meeting for December 24th.
I
just want to make sure.
Yes.
Want to make it official.
Yes, the schedule was approved.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Next is our report from Mary Bolin, our Administrative Services Director.
I have nothing to report this evening.
Wow. Okay. You get a gold star. Thank you. Next is Electric Utilities Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. The big one was the preparation for the hurricane a couple of weeks ago that didn't quite get what they thought we were going to get here, but we did get prepped for it as far as the vehicles and stuff. Also at 10630 Aztec Road, we had installed a new underground service there. And then over at Schooner and Intrepid Lane, the new private area lights, there's a total of 14 Victorian-style lights were installed in Schooner and Intrepid, and they're all energized and working. All the residents seem very happy with that's completed. Then also I wanted to update you on the generation. Since January 2nd till today, we ran a total of 18 times. It hit the 5 peaks. The highest peak for Delmarva Power occurred on July 2nd. That was 3,947 megawatts. And then the RTO, which is the regional peak, that occurred on August 28th. That was 151,788 megawatts. And we should be finished generating at least probably up till mid-December, 1st of January.
And that's when we might resume this.
Yes, during this time frame, we kind of do some maintenance issues, and you know, that's our downtime, but we'll work on things and get prepared for.
It's very good. We certainly pass on our appreciation to all your crew, yourself, for basically being up every single day that you were needed for by the grid, and
we did.
Had no chance of not missing those peaks, which quite frankly
significantly reduced the power bills for every single individual and property owner in Berlin. And we thank you, and hope that the winter doesn't bring any surprises.
Thank you.
Okay. Any questions for Tim? Great. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downey.
Good evening, everyone. Last week, we actually had a criminal history and information audit by CEGIS, and we feel it went very well, and we're going to do some juvenile paperwork. But our highlight is actually the Berlin Police Department itself, the actual building, the station itself. We received the award last Thursday from the Association of Builders and Contractors in regards to its actual architectural and the work that they actually did. That was a wonderful time for us to go ahead and be with a whole lot of new buildings and just to see what other people did and know that ours was right up there with the rest of them. So we're really rather proud of the architect and the actual builders who actually did the work. And when the award came out, we said, these guys are worth for doing the work, but we got the real award because we had the building.
Yeah, and we give Lieutenant Fisher credit for the design.
A lot of credit for him. And he gets to go ahead and the actual award itself, he gets to go ahead and hold on to that one. And they're going to have one for the actual building also.
Excellent. That's wonderful.
Again, for the folks here, Willow actually did a renovation at the hospital before they did our building, then they did the cancer building, and they will be doing the Berlin Fire Department when it's actually being built. So again, they've been doing a lot of good work, you know, right in the area.
Great. Thank you. So any questions for the chief? Next is Planning Director Dave Engelhardt.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The only item I have is at our next meeting, our next Mayor and Council meeting on October 9th, which is a Tuesday because the 8th is Columbus Day. It's on holiday. Part of the agenda will be a public hearing for the Mayor and Council to consider the recommendation of the Berlin Planning Commission to add two parcels which are at the intersection of U.S. Route 50 and Maryland Route 346 or Old Ocean City Road to growth area 3 contained in the Berlin Comprehensive Plan. So as the statutes require, whenever you alter the Comprehensive Plan, you have to have a public hearing. We may have a public hearing of the Planning Commission, which we went ahead and did. So they made a positive recommendation that those two parcels, they are applied for by Route 50 Land LLC. Many of you may know that's Mr. Girardi's parcels, and you're probably familiar with the situation already. His aim would be if it gets added to Growth Area 3, then he would move on with an annexation request. They currently are in Worcester County. They are not in the corporate limits of the town. And he had some development concepts and proposals that he brought before them for that hearing. So if you have any questions in the interim, please let me know. I can share those things with you, or we'll make it. It'll be part of your packets, and I'll give you a report for the agenda for the October 9th meeting.
Great, good. So that's when we'll have the presentation of the Planning and Zoning's recommendation, and then we will make a determination if we want to add these lots to the growth area.
Right. It would be a motion that the council makes to accept the recommendation and add it to the growth area, or to disagree with that recommendation and not.
Now, if it passes, you know,
yes, sir.
Then the next step would be the process, which takes quite some time, of actually, if it's agreed to bring in the growth area, then the next responsibility we'd have is to set up an annexation agreement.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, with all, it's not a one and done. It takes time.
No, and it kind of repeats the process all over again. The annexation request comes from the applicant, usually in the form of a letter. It's usually addressed to the mayor and council. And it gets referred to the Planning Commission by our code. So once again, they would have a public hearing mm-hmm. to It'd be covering a lot of the same ground, but it would be to propose annexing into the town. Though that request also goes to Maryland Department of Planning and to Worcester County, as a planning department. And they have a comment period where they come back and tell us that basically, yes, you can annex it. We tell them at that time what the proposed zoning will be for the parcel. Currently, it's ag with the agriculture. I think it's ag 2 with the county. And far as I know, they'll be requesting it be come in as B2 business district, you know, when they're in the town of Berlin.
Okay, good. Well, I'm sure it will be a quite a detailed vetting process, and certainly we want the public to know that at the hearings, that's their opportunity to let us know how they think about it.
At that public hearing of the Planning Commission, we had a lot of public participation. It was good to see. We had, I had a sign-up sheet for that. I mean, we had 18 people speak. And there was, there was quite a difference of opinion, but the Planning Commission took that into consideration, and none of it was unanimous, but it was good. So it was good to see that input from the public and from the Planning Commission.
Good. This is all things you can look forward to, gentlemen, in your new roles with the town. But of course, the election board tends to never get into too much many controversies, but the Board of Zoning Appeals, if someone doesn't like a decision made on behalf of the Planning Commission, then they can, they always have the right to appeal that decision. So I hope you find the jobs very rewarding, and thank you for that background. It should be for an interesting fall. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for David? Next, Economic and Community Development Director, Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a few things for me tonight. This weekend, I've been working with a film crew. They will be in town this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We are very lucky to have them here from Maryland Tourism. They want to include the town as part of their new tourism video for 2019 travel, which is wonderful. Basically, the commercial, it's not a commercial, but the ad, whatever you want to call it, is going to be a family inside of a car driving to different locations in Maryland, so they're going to be driving through here, filming them, whatever they're going to be doing here in town. I'm going to let the businesses know, so if they wanted to spruce up the outsides of their buildings, it might be a good time to do that. So that's going on this weekend. I am on vacation this week from Thursday through next Tuesday, so if you, Sharon will be here, so talk to Sharon if you need anything. As you know, the farmer's market's been extended through October 28th, and October 28th we're having a special Halloween farmer's market. We have an entertaining band there. Bill and Ted's, no, not Bill and Ted's, Ted and Susie's Picket and Critic Show. they're going to do a whole Halloween theme for kids, so that'll be fun. And then I was going to wait and talk about Oktoberfest at the next meeting, but I realized that it's going to be just a few days right before Oktoberfest, so I wanted to just give you a preview of it now. The Oktoberfest celebration will remain on Main Street just like it has in previous years. But on Artisan's Green is where we'll have our 150th anniversary celebration. The mayor will be giving a speech at 2 p.m. There'll be artisans and some of the farmers market vendors up there, plus live music from the Ocean Pines players.
That's in the afternoon, right?
You speak at 2 o'clock, correct? So, and that celebration up there goes also from 12 to 5 as well.
Excellent.
And that's it.
Very good.
Oh, the wayfinding signs are up. They're being incrementally put up by Public Works. Dave Wheaton and his crew are putting those up a little at a time whenever they are able. So some of those are up. I know people have been asking, well, is there a sign going here? Yes, there is, but it just hasn't been put up yet.
How many are there in the new wayfinding?
I think there's 22 signs, I believe.
Now, is that individually or collectively? collectively? I mean, the grouping, is
front
that...
Front
to back. Locations.
How many locations?
Oh, I'm not quite sure how many locations. They are replacing where the signs were previously with only a few new locations.
Just when you have a chance, just send us a email and anybody wants to know.
How many locations?
Yeah, just the location, sure. Because I think, quite frankly, my impression was I was there when they were putting. Working at the ambassador stand when he put that one up. I think that the bright colors make them much easier to see, regardless of your eyesight or if you're looking for them or just happen to see them. The others are very tasteful, but these I think are just easier to find where you're going or what are trying.
Right,
to
and I know I added one, some in particular where there were no signs before. I added parking and Steam Indicator Park directional sign heading down Tripoli. I know that's helpful, especially during events when people can't find a place to park here. They'll see the big blue P and head down to Decatur Park.
Another idea, I don't know, you're probably way ahead on it, but during those special events when obviously that parking can be convenient and pretty close, is there a temporary sign that we could put up at the corner of South Main and Tripoli so people know where that is?
Yeah, we put up parking signs, special event parking signs, the day before the event to direct people down Tripoli. We also put them up to direct people to Berlin Intermediate where the shuttle is.
Correct.
Can we look into maybe a slightly larger P with time restrictions that mimic the park hours for Berlin Falls Park? So that people know if they're traveling in that area.
These are for downtown. So for Berlin Falls Park, it might be better to talk with the Berlin Falls Park Committee on those.
Okay. Was it Jordan? Why don't you bring up the next opportunity? My first impression is a great idea, and that way, I think the what I call the bright blue, the traditional parking, would make a lot of sense, and just see where we want to go, especially if we can get something. I don't know. It's in a transition, but at some point I think that overflow of parking will be needed.
And I would say that's more of an administrative thing than a park committee thing, with Public Works to put up a P there for the time and restrict it for the park hours.
Okay.
Because that's what it's currently used for.
I
don't know if there was
since changed. Yeah. Does anybody have any problem with that? Makes sense to me.
I mean, it doesn't seem like something that needs to go before a park committee.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, because the parking is already
right.
there. It's been being used, but to make it more obvious. And again, in both ways, so regardless of which way, east or west. And Jeff, could you just take care of that?
Thank you.
What the traditional P parking
zone. Yeah, just something that's universal, like what Ivy has, but on a larger scale.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That it? Okay. Next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
I have a few things, Mayor and Council. Just to give you a quick snapshot. I'm estimating the last 60 days and going forward the next 2 weeks, just to give you an idea of personnel changes real quick. We have hired a replacement for the Customer Services Department due to her retirement. We did extend an offer to a person for the electric utility for the new position that was approved in the new FY budget. They haven't started yet. In the water resources arena, we did hire a replacement for a person who had left. They are on board, and then we also filled the new position that you approved in the new budget. Public Works, we have hired, and they are on board a replacement. The police department has an offer that's been extended for a replacement. And then in the economic and community development arena, we have extended an offer for a replacement. Okay.
Excellent.
So that said, the other things that I wish to convey, on the 4th of October from 11 until 12:30 in the chamber, bring your right arm, bring your left arm, the flu shots will be made available. That is to the employee. And then to any dependent of an employee who is on our health insurance, okay? And there'll be no charge for that. On the 11th of October, 11:30, again in this chamber, Sharon Timmons' retirement ceremony, okay, from 11:30 until 12:30-ish, so everyone is invited to that. And then on the 12th of October, over in Annapolis, the town of Berlin will be presented again with its renewal recertification for the Sustainable Maryland program. And I wish you were here tonight. I wish you could go with me on the 12th. But the young lady that I wish to publicly recognize, Terry Gladys, and I believe you met her there, the young student from Salisbury University. She is a very good worker, and I applaud her for the work that she gave me and the town in our quest for this recertification. So she cannot make the award ceremony as well, but I do want, again, to publicly recognize her.
Great.
And that's all I have.
Excellent. I also want to acknowledge Councilman Zach Tindall will be there on behalf of the mayor, the council, and for the whole town to accept the award and the recertification, which we're particularly proud of, obviously because we got it, but we were the first municipality in the state of Maryland. And Zach is also going to be there attending the Maryland Municipal League Fall Conference. So we thank you.
Thank you.
You're busy, got a few things
going on. I want to take the flag this time. They only take that for the summer. I think we're going to have some town employees that are also going to.
I will be there and then potentially a couple other employees. And I do want to add, yeah, in 2012, we were the first in the state of Maryland. 2015, we were the first to get recertified. And then 2018, we were the first to be recertified.
Excellent. Hopefully it's part of our police system in this town, and regardless of all other ideas that our environmental stewardship ethic, I think it's deep, and I think it will be around for long, for generations, not just a few years.
Great.
Thank you. All right. And Jeff, do you have a report on behalf of the town administrator?
I do not, Mayor. The only thing I wish to share is I know that she's on the mend with her the injury that she had. So I wish her well with that.
And just highlight where she is. She
is currently at an ICMA conference in Baltimore, and she's due back, I believe, on Thursday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, she's representing the town there on the path. Okay. I don't have any comments.
Is anyone on
council?
I have nothing.
Okay. Do we have anyone in the audience who? Anybody that's here with us tonight wishes to make comments or ask questions or make any presentation to the council? Okay. Do we have any comments or questions for the press? Somebody needs to be. Councilman Brill.
Move to adjourn.
Okay, Councilman Brill. For some traditions, we just get sick of these.